Blog Talk Radio.
Mike Moore, where are you? Or Mike Ward? What day is Mike? Yeah, that's right. We're going crazy. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. Oh, it's a crazy day. How's everybody enjoyed the last couple of days? That's what I want to know. Well, it's not remotely close to being done. I mean, there seems like more stuff is being drug out, more stuff is happening in this whole situation. It's to the point where I don't know what I should talk about and what I shouldn't talk about. Clint Davis, he's going to be coming along here in just a little bit. I mean, it's crazy. It is. It's very, very crazy. So, like I say, it's I'm trying to get a hold of some people to find out if I can talk about the new stuff I've heard and read. Not just heard, I've read it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to get Eric Stevens on the show with Uncivil War MMA. Michael Driesback, whatever the hell your name is, I sent you, I hope you're listening, because I sent you an email to answer some questions. And you don't even have the balls to return my email. That tells me one thing. That everything I have heard about you is true. That you are in JT Tilly's pocket. Or JT Tilly's in your pocket. Coercion. Whatever the word you want to use. If you have nothing to hide, then you should be getting your butt on the phone right now calling the Greg Squirrel Show. 347-326-9073. I emailed the owner of BMF. Straight asked him an outright question, just like I did JT Tilly on the show earlier in the week. And the gutless little sniveling coward don't have the nerve to call me back. So once again, that tells me that everything I've heard about Michael Driesback, whatever the hell you want to call his name, is true. That he is indeed working with JT Tilly. I want to say hello to all my guests in the chat room. Got a phone line. We got a call over here, so we're going to kill the music. Hobo Eater.
I'm the badass of Sperm Shake.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Hello? All right, apparently another idiot wanting to call into the show. So we're going to do this little number. It's called Hang Up on Your Butt. There you go. You call on my show acting like a jerk, I'm immediately going to hang up on you. So just get ready. Waiting on Clint Davis to get on the phone with us to talk about the latest updates, news, whatever you want to call it concerning the controversy in the 417. Now, once again, I have been accused of siding with Eric Stevens because I announce his events. He pays my checks. That could be the furthest from the truth. Like I explained on the show yesterday, I started paying attention to all this stuff with JT Tilley before Eric Stevens even came into the scene. So for those of you who think that I'm siding with Eric Stevens because he is because I announce his events, you call onto my show and you accuse me of that, I will call you a liar straight on the air. Now, Link Stargate, I'm going to answer your phone call. But if you come on here sounding like a moron, I'm immediately going to cut you off. So I'm giving you 5 seconds, and then I'll answer your phone line.
My dick! Suck my dick! Suck my...
Who are these idiots? Fine, I'm glad JT Tilley and his buddies are listening to my show. I just got an email that JT Tilley and all his fighters are listening to your show. Well, good. I could tell you what kind of scumbag you're dealing with. Breaking every law or infraction in the rule book, and you guys still want to work with him? You guys must be bigger crooks than he is. How's that grab you? I tell you what I'm doing. If I don't recognize your name or phone number, I'm not answering your call. So, Uncle Bill, goodbye. Thank you. Don't be coming after me because you work for one of the biggest crooks going. You go get your you go do whatever somewhere else, but you're not getting on my air anymore. Well, since I'm not angry racist, since I'm not Jewish, I guess that's pretty fine. So you keep making your little comments in the chat room, and I'll sit here and I'll do my little radio show. Why does everybody think I'm Jewish? I'm not Jewish. Anyway, you guys, I'm not racist. I'm far from racist. What makes you think I'm racist? I'm a racist in the chat room is sitting here calling me a racist. You have no clue about me. I'm a racist. You guys have no clue about me. You die. Why? Why am I a ham bone, racist? Because I tell the truth? I find the truth out about a promoter breaking rules? And you want to jump on me? Why don't you go look at your boss? Your boss is the one who started all this, handpicking his sanctioning body, handpicking his referee. Well, then you definitely don't know me a racist. But like I say, if you want to be mad at somebody, go be mad at your buddy JT Tilly. Handpicking his sanctioning body, handpicking his referee to referee a fight that his own a member of his fight team is a part of. So Uncle Bill 523, shut the hell up. You're not getting on my show. I'm logging up on you. Hey, Clint, can we block people in the chat room?
I don't know if we can block people, but I can damn sure conversate back with them here. So, well, I mean, if you want me to handle it, I'm all over it.
Well, go over here and deal with I'm a racist, because he's sitting here calling me a ham bone and an idiot.
I'm a racist. Why? We got somebody in. First of all, I'm not going to take anybody seriously like that. Look, if you're a racist, hey, we... Like I said the other day, we've all got rights. We have freedom of speech, things like that. You can feel the way you want. You can be the way you want. I mean, if you want to promote ignorance and stupidity and prove why we're not going to deal with stuff like this, then go ahead and keep talking. Guest 0102, obviously. I mean, these people want their 15 minutes of fame. You know, they're saying words like faggot and things like that. So now they're not only racist, they also have problems with folks who obviously have different sexual preferences than they do. I mean, if that's what floats your boat, then that's what floats your boat. Squirrel, I say let them talk. I mean, what are they going to do here? I mean, this stuff disappears after the show's over anyway. Let them sit. Look, they're sitting here listening to us talk. They've got nothing better to do than sit here and listen to us talk. They obviously want to be part of the show.
I got a text message that they're JT Tilly's buddies.
Oh, well, I mean, who would we expect? Who else here?
It's like I say, if they want to be mad because their so-called upright buddy, forthright friend is out here breaking laws and rules, then fine, they need to go be mad at him. But don't be mad at me for spreading information.
Hey, squirrel. Let them be mad at you. What are they going to do? What are they going to do? They're going to try to prove that they're a bunch of badasses because they fight inside of a cage and they don't know about anybody who fights outside of a cage? Are they going to prove that they're a bunch of badasses because they can get here and be a bunch of internet ninjas on a podcast, on a talk radio show? I mean, seriously, what are they going to do? They got nothing.
Not a damn thing. You know, Michael Breisbach has proven that. I emailed Michael Breisbach.
Dreisbach? Are you talking about Dreisbach, the guy with...
the owner of BMF, and I asked him, you probably saw the message last night like I did, about BMF no longer sanctioning events for UCW.
Right.
Okay.
Well, fine.
So they're punishing. What about? Show Fight and Brawl Inc. They're still going to do their shows because they're in their back pockets.
Right.
But they're not doing Eric's shows anymore because they think Eric has started all this. Eric had nothing to do with me getting involved with this. I don't work for Eric. I am not a part of Eric's inner circle.
I want to say something real quick. And Eric Stevens, if you're listening to this, obviously you and I have had words. Now, we haven't had bad words. We haven't cussed each other. We haven't talked about each other's mothers and things like that because, okay, Eric is in the chat room. All right, Eric. So, you know, I didn't know who you were. I didn't know what, you know, I knew that Squirrel goes up and does Uncivil War and things like that. And, but I, you know, Squirrel and I, we don't have, other than the radio show and when he comes down for XFI, we don't have any business dealings together. We don't have, you know, we don't travel together. So I was completely unfamiliar with you. I was completely unfamiliar with Uncivil War other than what I had heard. And so when we had gotten on Facebook and we had words about, and I'm not going to name drop, when we had words about an individual who is a fighter slash a member of the press, things like that. All right, Eric said he's going to go ahead and call in, so okay. I'll wait. I'll wait until he gets in the switchboard. That way you can patch him through, so I can.
All right.
It'll be from a 111 number, so be looking
for
all
that.
One.
Well, right now I'm just going to say before we go any further, we love you, JT.
Yeah.
I mean, can you believe this?
It's getting worse. I mean, it's mounting every day, and I'm about finished with the complaint that I'm filing because of what he admitted to on the show. I've kind of brought some things to Megan Goodwin's attention, and I don't know. I can't speak for that camp. I don't know if the manager or, you know, anybody in that corner is going to do anything or say anything. I don't know what the deal is. But obviously we talked to Skippy, who is the vice president of MMA Madhouse, yesterday. He gave us the correct avenue to take, the right route of travel up
well,
and forward
I can't
on the starboard side, down and aft on the port side.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I can't believe some of the text messages and emails I've gotten overnight since the show yesterday. Fighters and promoters talking about JT Tilly physically putting his hands on fighters because they refuse to fight on his shows.
Have you seen the guy? Have you seen JT Tilly? He's a pipsqueak. I don't know why he's wanting to put his hands on people anyway. I mean, what gives JT Tilly the right to think he can put his hands on folks? Check your are you watching your switchboard?
I'm watching the switchboard. We're waiting on Eric to call in. But,
Eric,
you know,
and I hope he does. I hope Eric gets a chance too, because I've got a hatchet that I'd like to bury, because I went off shooting my mouth off on Facebook. I didn't know who the guy was. So, I mean, you know, I'll talk to him about it.
As far as JT's concerned, it sounds like a big case of Napoleon syndrome. And you've heard of Napoleon syndrome.
That he was a tiny, tiny man.
That he was a real tiny, tiny man who thinks he's all big and bad and tries to intimidate people. Well, JT, if you and your little Chrome Dome buddies are listening, you've tried to intimidate the wrong person, because I'm not going to bow down to you. I sure know Clint Davis is not going to bow down to you. And I sure the hell know Eric Stevens is not going to bow down to you. So your reign of terror is pretty much over, little man.
Yeah,
so
this
anyway,
stuff's all it's all coming to light now.
It's all coming to light. And we put the message out, and I'm going to put the message out again. If there are any fighters out there, managers, other promoters that have had problems with JT Tilly, we have a form that you can we have access to a form that we'll be happy to send you, that you can submit to the Missouri Athletic Commission or whatever they're called. And once you do that, I encourage, just like I did yesterday, I encourage a whole group of people to go to the next athletic commission meeting, and they will listen to your voices. They have to. It's in their rules that once you get in there and you sign your name on their little sign-in form, they cannot deny you time. So I just encourage everybody, if it goes as far and as deep as I got a feeling it does, then everybody, this is what everybody out there needs to do. Because yeah, we cannot let this promoter pick his own referees, pick his own judges, pick his own sanctioning body to do his events, you know, because all he's doing is padding his fighters' records, you know.
He's trying to now. He tried to do that for Courtney Stowe, and that was a miserable failure. So good job there. Hey, you know what we ought to do, Squirrel? Here's what we ought to do. We ought to do this for the trolls who were in the chat room. I don't know if they're still there or not. Yeah,
they're
gone.
No, they're gone.
Well, we've still got one guest. We've got guest 3072. Amy's in there, you're in there, and I'm in there.
Okay.
You know, I was going to go to war with the trolls, but I decided let these people go ahead and talk, because here's what one of them did. One of them put in the info for their username that they were JT Tilly. So somebody must be trying to roll JT under the bus, unless it's really him in there chatting. But I've got screenshots. It said, what did this say? It said, figure it out, idiot, right-click on my name. So when I right-clicked on the name to find the info, 3072 just dropped out of here whenever you said, who this be. Whenever I right-clicked on the name, it said JT Tilly. And so it's either him or somebody is trying to make it look like it's him, which I wouldn't. I mean, you and I are both in here. I've got a screenshot with both of us logged in, so it can't be either one of us trying to pull a fast one on him. So, you know, that defense is out. But, you know, screenshots of conversations, of things he said on Facebook, audio clips from things that he said here on the Greg Squirrel Show. But here's what we should do. We should change the name of this entire operation for the next month, and we should name it the JT Tilly Show. Now, what we should do with the name is not spell it like he does, because obviously he'll act like he's some big copyright cat and he's got rights to gimmick infringement and all that other bullshit. And so we ought to change it to a spelling that's not like how he spells it on Facebook, not like we can see it because he blocked us all because he can't handle the truth. So I think we ought to do that in homage to our friend, our newfound friend, JT the Bastard Tilly. I think that's what we should do.
Well, we'll think about it. Eric Stevens. Eric Stevens on the house. What are you doing, my buddy? Eric?
Yes.
Hey, buddy. What are you doing?
Just hanging at home. Just another day for me.
All right, Eric. Hey, this is Clint here. So what I'm going to say, and I want everybody to know, you know, my side of the record, and then we can go from there. You and I, we've never had a business dealing. We've never had a personal dealing. We don't even know each other. We've never met. And then when we got on Facebook, you know, I've been friends with a certain individual who has you know, helped me out, done me favors in the past, and I try to do the same in return. And, you know, I saw a post or some comments that were made by you, and not knowing who you were, I came to this other guy's defense. So I went shooting my mouth off, and I'm not too big of a dude to say, you know, I'm sorry. I'm not too good of somebody to say, yeah, maybe I shouldn't have said anything. But you know, I've got no beef with you. I've got no quarrel with you, and I would rather, you know, especially after knowing what kind of operation you run versus what kind of operation we're looking at with the Southwest Quadrant here. You know, I would rather just say, you know, I'm sorry for the words that were said, bury the hatchet. It's all good. You know, you don't write my checks. You know, we have no legal obligations to each other, any ties like that. So if people think we do, then that's something they can deal with. But, you know, that's where I'm at on the whole deal. I was completely unfamiliar with your name and with your promotion. I mean, I had heard your you know, the name Uncivil War. I'd heard that from Squirrel a couple of times, but like I said before, me and Squirrel, we don't travel together. We don't have any business dealings together unless he comes down and ring announces for XFI. But you know, so anyway, I just want to throw that out there. So, you know, I don't know if you're upset about it or not, but I wanted to get that out there before anything else was said. Who is snoring?
Oh, sorry, I fell asleep. Yeah, you were probably just drunk that night. It's okay. It happens to the best of us, so we can move on from
that's
it.
That's usually the way it goes. I'm usually drunk when things like that happen.
Yeah, you know, we all do it sometimes. We all have a few brews and, you know, some things come out. But, yeah, you know, we move on in life.
Roger, I'm good with that. Appreciate it. Back to you, Greg.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was kind of texting with somebody. I'm sorry.
He was sleeping too.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad everybody was here for the presidential speech on channel 6, 7, 8, 9, and 3. Everybody was paying attention. What you got, Squirrel? Now I want to know one thing especially with you guys. When is the next Uncivil War event? And Squirrel, are you going to be a part of that?
The next Uncivil War event is September 14th.
Nice.
Yep.
And the last I heard, I am still part of that organization.
Well, we had no rebuttal there, so that's a good thing. Now, you know, we've had charges being leveled here between Squirrel, between you and Eric Stevens here about from JT Tilley. You know, the first thing he mentioned the other day was, you know, Squirrel, do you work for Eric Stevens? Does he write your checks? All that other crap. And I think the reason why he asked that was not only because he's trying to implicate you in a smear campaign along with Eric, but I think he's trying to insinuate that he's upset with Eric because he writes good checks and JT doesn't. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, it's like I said yesterday. Yes, I go to Missouri. I announce Eric's events, but I am not a part of Eric's inner circle. So, you know, as far as me siding with Eric because he writes my checks, that's total BS. You know, I got, and like I've said before, I got on to this story about JT back because of everything that happened concerning the Megan Goodwin fight. And that was before I knew any of Eric's involvement in this situation. So everybody that thinks that I'm siding with Eric because he writes my checks needs to go stick it up their butts.
They probably do that with out there at Show Fight. I don't know. No, I shouldn't say that. Look, we just got bragged on yesterday because we don't talk about that. We don't bring people's personal lives into the mix. We don't talk about, you know, whatever. I mean, obviously, we've had people from JT's organization calling us faggots and things like that, which that's cool. I mean, whatever. I mean, if that's what makes them sleep better at night thinking that we're all gay, then they can think we're all gay. It doesn't matter to me. So, you know, but we're not going to participate in that. And whatever. Eric, what says you on all this stuff?
Nah, fuck Greg Squirrel. He's a piece of shit.
That's what I was saying.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I feel the love, man. I really feel the love all the way in eastern Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Are we done?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I'll hang up then.
Okay.
Fucker.
All right.
Fuck you.
Personally, and I don't think that was Eric. I think we just got had.
We might have, but hey, it was fun while it lasted. You know, it's sad that people have to do things like that. It's sad that people want to be so important that they have to pose as other people, and that's what they are in Show Fight. They're a bunch of posers. This has been a great example of what kind of business they do.
Clint, would you handle the show for right now?
Yeah, don't tell me you're going to get upset. What's going on here?
Oh, no. I mean, here I am, you know, I don't think that was Eric personally. And so,
I had a suspicion after I said what I did, and he acted like he was sleeping. You know,
right.
I don't think that if somebody was really serious about something like that, I really don't think. But you know, people need to understand me. Like when I call in to other radio shows, it's always with impressions or other voices or something that's a joke. I'm never serious about anything. And people who want to get bent out of shape. Squirrel, don't let them get the best of you, dude. It's all just a bunch of crap.
I'm not going to let them get to me. I just want the truth. Was it Eric or was it not?
No, it wasn't Eric.
I want the truth. I need to hear it from Eric.
Well, I tell you what just happened. I just got a message from J.D. Hunter, our friend J.D. Hunter. He said he cannot get in the chat room on his phone, but he will call Eric and have him call into the show. So we'll find out what else we can do here and get another phone call and see if it's him. What we may have to do is get Eric's phone number and call him physically. I don't think we need to take any more phone calls.
I agree.
So, you know, if anybody's out there in viewer land, listening land, whatever you want to call this, if you want to talk to us, get a hold of me on Facebook, get a hold of Greg Squirrel. You know where to find us. Also, JD is out there, and so if you're up there in JD's area, give JD your phone number, and we will call you, only if it's Eric Stevens. Isn't this cool? This is so cool
wow.
How this goes down. Come on, Squirrel, we need to hang out more. I gotta show you how. Clint Davis rolls because I don't get bent out of shape about this stuff. You know, when I was teaching classes for the largest bank in North America, you wouldn't believe how many situations I was in. You know, the main part of the job that we did was talking on the phone. You wouldn't believe what kind of stuff we have had to prepare people for that they're going to hear on the telephone. You know, the scenarios and situations they're going to be in, insults they're going to hear. I don't let people get the best of me. Somebody says, fuck you, Greg Squirrel, you're a piece of shit. You look back at them and say, you know what? I am glad that I've got enough people out there who pay attention to me that there's a category of haters. There's enough people out there who know the name Greg Squirrel that you can set aside your own category of haters. Why would you be upset about something like that?
Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean,
of course I am, Squirrel. You got to look at life the way I do, man. These people, they want to say what they want to say. They want to get some fame, and they want to get it at your expense. And the reason why they want to get it at your expense is because you are on a platform above them. Dude, when somebody insults me, look, I'll tell you a story. You know, there's certain people in my family that don't want me to talk about that. My own twin brother. All right, my own twin brother runs around town bad-mouthing me. Now, my oldest brother doesn't do this because he's got brains. My own twin brother runs around town trying to bad-mouth me because all our lives he had some secret competition with me. Like, he was the fat one with glasses that was not good at anything and was ridiculous. Never had a girlfriend, nothing like that. I was always good at every sport that I did. I had all kinds of stuff going for me. I was the better looking one. We're not identical, by the way. Always had a girl on my arm. Always had something going for me. It was a jealousy thing. This dude, I mean, he was still, to this day, I've seen this guy or talked to this guy one time in the last 9 years. He doesn't even know me as an adult, and he still runs around running his fat mouth about me like he knows who I am. In 2006, July 2006, I had been home for a couple of years from the Navy. I went into the Oklahoma Army National Guard to serve my state and my country again. I go to Fort Sill. We've talked about this. I go to Fort Sill. I process in. I go to Santa Fe, New Mexico, and start the Warrior Transition Course. That was for people who had been prior service. I go down to White Sands Missile Range to finish up the service, and I come back home. My brother runs around town telling everybody that I was never even in the Army, that I went to the Army surplus and bought uniforms and had my own name tags and my own rank embroidered. I've still got my Army military ID. I've got my ID still to this day in my wallet. This guy has no clue what he's talking about, but he runs around talking crap about me all the time because he wants a piece of what my life is. He's got a new wife. She's fat. She doesn't look good. I was married to a smoking hot blonde, even though I'm the one that left. Things happen. Whatever. It is what it is. I've got two beautiful kids. Now he's trying to see my kids behind my back. This dude wants a piece of my life, my own twin brother. Every turn of the corner, he wants a piece of my life. So, I mean, I embrace that kind of stuff. I'm not going to sit here and get bent out of shape about somebody who wants to talk about me 24 hours a day. And it's always the people who don't know you who think they're an expert on you. So if these people want to get in here and they want to talk shit about Greg Squirrel, let them talk shit about Greg Squirrel. You've got something in life that they don't have, but they desperately want a piece of it. So don't get mad, Squirrel. Just hold your head up, dude. Chin up. Chin up,
hold
little
on.
Buddy.
I am. Hold on a minute.
All right. I've got his number. I've got Eric's number. You want me to shoot it to you?
Hold on a minute.
What are you doing over there?
I can't tell. God, you expect me to give out
Sorry.
All my secrets?
Well, I mean, it is what it is.
Hey, never mind. Only you, the video camera, and my dogs know what I do when people aren't around.
Easy now, easy. What was her name? Melanie? Was her name Melanie?
Woohoo!
What are you doing over there?
Oh, I'm trying to get somebody to call in.
I just got a message actually from somebody who said he's playing with himself. And this is from a friend of mine, a listener that we've got.
Well,
And if she's listening presently, thank you for last night.
No,
it was just conversation. It was just good conversation.
Oh, I was going to say, did cows go jumping over the moon last night, buddy, little buddy?
No.
Oh, no cows, no moon?
No moon, and no little buddy. They call me Big Sexy in these parts. I got proof of that. I'll show you.
Okay.
I mean, you may not want to see it, but I'll show you.
No. That's right.
Speaking of that, folks, if you're just joining us, this is the Greg Squirrel Show. And we have been called everything from assholes to faggots today. And that has been done by people who represent J.T. Tilley. And the reason we say that is because we've never been messed with until we get the truth out. It's kind of like when I first moved back to my hometown. No one in the history of this hometown of mine has ever messed with me or my family or my house. Nobody. And then when I move back, my ex-wife puts on Facebook, the sweet smell of karma is in the air, and then I wake up the next morning and my tires are slashed. So naturally, who did it? I mean, you don't have to be a complete dumbass, unless you're her fat pillhead boyfriend. You don't have to be a complete dumbass to know who did the tire slashing. So it's kind of like this. We get the truth out, we start speaking the truth, and then suddenly we got people in here calling us all kinds of names and whatever. So, yeah, it's kind of a blessing if you ask me. I kind of like it.
Yeah, because that only means that we are being heard. Now that I've regained my composure, let the haters hate. You are jealous of us because we found out the truth about J.T. Tilley, and you guys cannot handle the truth.
No, it's not that we found out the truth. I think enough people know the truth. It's the fact that we're exposing the truth on a daily basis. Right on. Hey, let's talk about sports. You want to talk about sports?
Well, I'm always talking about sports.
40 minutes into the show, and we're going to get into headlines. Actually, 39.
Okay.
Now to JT Tilly, this is going to be me bad-mouthing baseball. But for normal people, this is going to be me reading headline news. Alex Rodriguez has formally appealed against a 211-game suspension handed to him from Thursday. Handed to him from Thursday. I think it was handed from Major League Baseball. Anyway, through the 2014 season for violations of baseball's drug agreement and labor contract, MLB Baseball confirmed to ESPNNewYork.com. The New York Yankee slugger was suspended through the 2014 season on Monday when the league penalized 13 players following an investigation into the Biogenesis of America scandal. Greg, how old is A-Rod? Isn't he like 39 or something? Isn't he almost 40?
Something like that.
Oh, he doesn't have much time. He can't afford to sit out a couple of years. That was me who just messaged you.
Yeah, I heard that.
You got to turn that sound off. I had to do it. I had to have my son show me how to do it.
Oh, okay. Well, I have no son to show me how to do it, so. Okay, go ahead.
I'm good. I got nothing else. No, I got one other thing. Sheamus has been injured. Have you seen this?
No.
Sheamus posted an update on his injury. He had a torn labrum in his left shoulder, and it's going to require surgery.
Wow.
He's probably going to be out for about a year. He said, well, at WWE, we'll be a lot less Celtic for up to a half a year. Me, Money in the Bank shoulder is banjacked. No tears. It's not me drinking arm, he says. Shoulder rehab includes repeatedly lifting a 1 pound weight or 16 fluid ounces. A pint of Guinness is 16 ounces, and that is also known as the Irish cure.
Wow. I got something here.
Yes.
Former TNA wrestler Jesse Sorensen has released a new T-shirt aimed at taunting Dixie Carter.
Really?
The shirt features the now infamous Ask Dixie hashtag, along with his Twitter username underneath. Wow. Can't we all just get along? God.
No, we're not supposed to, man. This is a full contact environment. This is a sports environment. So, no, the answer is no. Next question.
All right. Well, fine. Be that way. I'm still trying to get to sports. I'm going to admit. No, I ain't going to admit. Jack. Hey, PGA. The PGA Championship starts this week. Starts tomorrow.
I'm totally uninterested in that, sir.
I know. You got other things on your mind, and you want
to
crush people.
Something better. Well, this is my first day without any of my kids. I should say either of my kids. Any makes it sound like I've got 15 of them. But this is the first day without them, and so I am going to party like a rock star.
Party like a rock. Party like a rock star.
We need to get that song on the show. Hey, there's a new deal out about Sylvester Stallone and Bruce Willis. Have you seen or heard that?
I saw that.
Stallone made Bruce Willis expendable. With a vengeance, Stallone gleefully announced yesterday that Willis has been booted from the Expendables summer franchise, calling him a greedy, lazy jerk. The Rocky actor also tweeted, Willis out, Harrison Ford in. Great news, been waiting for this for years. Not satisfied with simply showing Willis the door, Stallone added this parting Twitter shot, greedy and lazy, a sure formula for career failure. Now, let me tell you something. Stallone. Look, Stallone is making another Rocky movie. Now, yes, it's called Creed because nobody's going to watch something called Rocky 7. But Bruce Willis has had one of the most outstanding careers that I've ever seen on an actor. Now, he says this. He says Bruce Willis has a career failure up ahead of him. while he's standing next to Mickey Rourke. Come on. Wouldn't you rather look to the left just a little bit more and look at the plastic surgery guy and say, all right, your career was a failure. Bruce Willis is in. Mickey Rourke is out. What is Mickey Rourke doing anyway? Is he going to show up as the wrestler in The Expendables 3? Who in the hell saw The Expendables 2?
I can't even remember seeing Expendables 1.
I'll tell you who saw Expendables 2. My brother, Shane Davis, my oldest brother. I think he watches every movie that's ever been known to man, even B-movies.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's a good thing,
How about the Z-movies?
I never heard of that, but I've heard of Triple X. In other news, we have... that was a segue. Sorry, I didn't have anything else to
Would you and Amy please kiss and make up?
I'm not even paying attention to the chat room, to be honest with you. I'm not even in there.
Okay, well, you and her need to kiss and make up. You've got
Amy called me the devil, and she told me to kiss her rear, so no.
Okay, you guys have been friends way too long.
I don't know who you're talking about. I don't know any Amy.
All right,
I have no friend named Amy.
Okay.
Well, actually, I do. I have a couple of, but not this one. She's not in the chat room.
Okay.
What else you got in the news there, Hotshot?
I'm looking. Yeah, see here what we got over here. Apparently, Ronda Rousey kind of bit the head off of a fan asking her some kind of question. I didn't get the whole story.
I know the story.
Uh-oh. Well, go ahead with it.
Well, somebody asked her about the nude pictures. And I guess her mom was there, her sex life. They asked her about her sex life, and her mom was around or something. I say I know the whole story, but I know parts of the story. Anyway, somebody asked her about her sex life, and she went crazy and said, "My mom's here. How dare you?" But then she turns around and talks about her camel toe in her fighting shorts right in front of her mom. So, you know, everybody was just kind of like, why are you going to talk about your camel toe and you're not going to talk about your sex life?
Wow.
Hey, I got a story that'll knock your dick in the dirt. You want to hear something about the Minnesota Vikings and Greg Jennings?
Oh, go for it.
I did just drop the D word on the Greg Squirrel Show.
Well, hey, I did it the other day, so.
You did. You totally did, but you didn't use it like I did. The new Minnesota Vikings receiver, Greg Jennings, as everybody knows, he went to the Vikings from the Green Bay Packers. He was a Packer like his whole life. He's still talking about his old team, even after Vikings coach Leslie Frazier told Jennings to stop making comments about the Packers. Jennings continued Wednesday in an interview with KFAN Radio. Jennings said he was brainwashed when he played for the Packers when it came to how other teams in the NFC North were supposed to be perceived. When asked whether the Vikings have championship qualities, Jennings said, "One of the things that drew me to coming over here was the makeup of the team. When I came over here, I was kind of brainwashed. There's no kind of to it. Being over in Green Bay, you're brainwashed to think anyone in your division is tiers below." Now, tiers is spelled T-I-E-R-S, not like teardrop. Bloop,
yeah, I know.
You know,
yeah.
Well,
hey,
I just want the fans.
I do have a high school education. I know
how
to spell.
Now, Squirrel, I'm talking to the fans here. I want the fans because they're not looking at the stories we're looking at. They're just listening.
Okay,
Greg Jennings also continued to say, "It's like everything you know in Green Bay is like the best, the best, the best, the best, the best." That's what he said. That's a quote. And it's like total brainwashing. And I think you don't open your eyes to see what other teams have to offer unless you are in that position. And I was afforded this position. Now, Greg Squirrel, write this down. Write this down. Get a pen and paper. Just tell me you have one, even if you don't.
I got one.
All right. What is today? August 7th.
August 7th,
2013. Next year, Greg Jennings will be playing for the Miami Dolphins.
Miami, okay.
Miami Dolphins, yes. Write this down.
Hey,
look, tell that dog to settle down.
Hey, this dog's had a traumatic day. I had a bad dream about this dog last night, so I've been giving him all
tell
the
us,
attention.
Tell us about that dog. First of all, who is that dog? What kind of dog is it, and how old is he or she?
Okay, that's the prodigal child, Nick. He is a 7-year-old schnauzer, and he's my buddy.
All right.
So what else you want to know about him?
Explain the prodigal son to us.
Well, the reason I called Nick the prodigal son is because American Kennel Club does not recognize, or at least they used to. I believe they have changed their rules the last couple of years. But for the longest time, AKC, who is the largest animal kennel association, did not recognize white schnauzers. If you wanted, white schnauzers were not allowed to participate in any dog show.
Salty is what they called them. Salty schnauzers.
Salty schnauzers, whatever.
They had no pepper in them. There was no salt and pepper. It was just salty schnauzers.
Yeah, he's solid white. He's a snowball. But he's
I just made that up, by the way.
He's a cool dog anyway. Whatever. You know, he's a cool dog, but for the longest time, which I've heard the last couple of years the rules have changed and they have started allowing the solid white schnauzers, but for the longest time the solid white schnauzers were not permitted, should I say, by AKC in dog shows, and that's why they're so valuable, because for the longest time they were very rare, and so if you had a litter of solid white schnauzers, it was very easy to get $1,500 to $2,000 a piece for them.
Wow.
So that's why I call him the prodigal son.
One question. Was this a Michael Vick dog?
No.
Okay.
Nope. He's a good dog. All my dogs are good.
Hey, guess who just had a birthday?
Mama Davis.
No, Mama Davis is October 11th. One more guess. You're never going to guess it. Yesterday, August the 6th, back in 1959.
Michael Jackson.
No, heavyweight boxer.
Oh, okay.
Bobby Crabtree.
Bobby Crabtree. Hey.
Bobby Crabtree. Now, this is his daughter is my ex-wife's cousin. So, naturally, he was Uncle Bobby. You know, I've talked about him before. A very, very stand-up guy. Had a lot of fun hanging out with him. And we sat on a porch at a birthday party for one of his grandkids. And you know, talked about the good old days and boxing and George Foreman and all kinds of stuff. I mean, it was just a stand-up dude. So, he had a birthday. Happy birthday, Bobby Crabtree, from the Greg Squirrel Show, Clint Davis and Greg Squirrel, on blogtalkradio.com.
You know, I've met Bobby on several events. Very cool dude. Always
very, very.
So, yes, definitely. Major kumbayas and all that fun twinkle stuff. Happy birthday, Bobby Crabtree. We should sing happy birthday to him.
I don't know if he's the singing happy birthday kind of guy. I would think that Bobby Crabtree would say, no, please don't do that.
He'd probably beat us up.
Did you know that Bobby Crabtree made several appearances with TCW?
I had heard about that, but I didn't know the details.
Bobby Crabtree, look, let me tell you what happened. Bobby Crabtree was he was with us. We were Summer and I, my ex-wife, very, very beautiful. We were in the crowd with Bobby and his beautiful wife, Joe, and sitting side by side. And a Arab gentleman, I use that term loosely, named Prince Al-Farat, a wrestler, had made some anti-American, anti-Bobby Crabtree remarks. And Bobby Crabtree jumped the barricade, walked up to the ring, and knocked this dude smooth out.
Well, good.
And so they ended up having a tag team match. It was Matt Riviera and Prince Alfarad against Tim Storm, probably the hardest worker I've ever seen in the business, and Bobby Crabtree. And they had a tag team match, and Tim Storm and Bobby Crabtree won that. It's been nothing but good since then. So, yeah, Bobby Crabtree, one of the most stand-up dudes I've ever met in my life.
Well, there you go. So what else we got, buddy? I mean, what else?
Well,
we got?
I don't know. I'm still looking for stuff here. I don't have the big news wire like you do. One of these days, I need you to actually email me, or talk to me outside of the show.
Well, no, because then we'll be
and tell, and tell me what your sources are. Tell me, sir, what your sources are. I got to find out. Oh, you just messaged it to me. Is that it? Oh, my gosh. I'll tell you mine. I'm fixing to message you mine.
Oh, God, don't do that. I don't think I can stand a heart attack.
Nope. Here they come. Bam!
Oh, there you go.
That's all
work.
You need right there. I think the four sources that we have, even though we don't have much for today, we're almost at the 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah, we're still going to 5:30s.
The four news sources we have. Hey, I want to give a big shout out to radio personality. Actually, he is on Voice of Wrestling Live, VOWLive.com. Chris Cash. He has gotten engaged to his longtime girlfriend. What?
Oh, no, go ahead.
Oh.
I was thinking of somebody else. Never mind.
No. Chris Cash, what a stand-up dude also. He has gotten engaged to his longtime girlfriend, and I think they're going to tie the knot. I don't know. Facebook is asking me to give him a gift. Now, here's the choices of gifts. Starbucks. I could give him some Starbucks, a gift card between $5 and $25. I could give him some iTunes, Domino's Pizza, Barnes & Noble, whatever the hell this is, Rent the Runway, I don't know what that means, or an Xbox Live Gold membership.
Wow. Oh, boy, I don't know, man. They all sound pretty top-tier gifts to me. I don't know if I could afford any of those.
Right. Hey, I've been asked by several people on Mega Powers Radio to call in with my Kermit the Frog impression tonight.
Okay, go ahead.
I am Kermit the Frog here. I was calling Greg Squirrel. How are you today, sir?
I'm good.
Well, I was talking to Miss Piggy, and we decided that we're going to hang up now, okay? Thank you.
Okay.
That's terrible.
Oh, wow. I got a picture to share with you after that one.
Share it with me. Let's do it.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to post it on Facebook for the whole world to see.
Oh, boy. This is going to be good.
Yes, it is. Very good.
Hey, you know what we haven't? You know what we haven't said in a while?
It's hump day.
Hump day. Woo woo.
Okay, I'll post it.
We got to. Now it's 4:58. Right at 5 p.m., we got to play that commercial. We have to play the commercial.
Oh, okay.
Do you have it in your audio in your studio or no?
No, I have to YouTube it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to.
I posted the picture, by the way. It is posted on Facebook.
Boy. Do you want me to upload the Wednesday thing to your...
Yeah, do it. If you got it, do it.
Oh, would you God, bad. He chopped her up. Oh, my God. This is good
Kermit?
Stuff.
Kermit?
Oh, Kermit! Man, that sounded more like Fozzie. Not Fozzie, Gonzo.
Gonzo.
That didn't sound like Miss Piggy. That sounded like Gonzo.
Oh, sorry. Well, my voice is too deep for that.
Oh, well, yeah, because you got that.
I got that Barry White. Miss Piggy Tangle.
Muay
Thai. Speaking of Muay Thai, no. We saw Thai. We saw Thai from Striking Muay Thai Kickboxing out at Border Wars 2 in West Siloam Springs, Oklahoma.
Yes, we did.
And what was the deal? Like, I saw a picture of him and some ring girls, and Ty was kind of bent over a little bit. Tell me about that. What happened?
Okay. Well, it was kind of a surprise, but I was reminded that Saturday was Ty's birthday. So, you know me, being the friend that I am, I had the ring card girls bring Ty into the cage so we could acknowledge his advanced declining age and sing happy birthday to him. That's all it was.
So how old is Ty now?
I don't remember.
I would guess 39.
I actually found a picture of him with hair.
What?
What? Yes.
Post it.
Oh, I'll have to go. Well, go on the Striking page. It's on there. I couldn't believe it. I didn't even recognize him at first. And I asked him about it. He says, oh, I just like to change things up once in a while. I'm like, yeah, yes, I think.
So does that mean he's going to grow it out again?
I don't know. No, I think that's just like a blue moon thing type thing that he does.
Yeah,
it's not for keeps. He's going back to the little slick cue ball that we all love.
Well, that's even better.
So there you go. But no, that's all that picture was about. It was his birthday. So we had some of the hottest ring card girls that I've seen in a long time. And so we brought him into the cage to sing happy birthday for him.
Nice.
Because, you know, I got to take care of my friends. If you'd have been there, I'd have done the same damn thing to you. So get over it. Hello?
I am here, sir.
Oh,
hello?
Hello. Checking.
What else do we got planned for the show, man? We got anything else going on?
Not really. I was kind of hoping Eric would call in, but the real Eric.
Please stand up. Please stand up.
Stand up.
Please stand up.
Stand up. But he's kind of in a meeting right now. So, but he did verify my suspicions, so I'm all happy.
That poor sap that called in. Trying to be Eric Stevens. What a sad little man.
You know, how sad do you have to be to call in to be somebody else? I mean...
Well, you got to be pretty sad. We should have known from the jump that was, you know, from the, from the chat room. Why would Eric Stevens be in our chat room?
True. Well, no, he has been in there before, so...
Yeah, but what was his name in the chat room? Was it Guest?
I don't remember. It's
probably
been a while.
Not.
I don't remember, so.
Well, you, sir, have a terrible memory.
Yes, I do.
What is today, Wednesday?
It's hump day.
Hump day!
Mike. Woo-hoo!
I had to remind my son that he starts school a week from tomorrow.
Guess what day it is, huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Ronnie, how happy are folks who save hundreds of dollars switching to Geico? I'd say happier than a camel on Wednesday.
Hump day!
Get happy. Yeah. Get Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
There you go. Where's my little buddy Mike at? I haven't talked
Mike
to Mike
who?
Since.
Mike,
my buddy Mike.
Raffone?
No. God. My other buddy. I got my buddy named Mike. Hold on
about.
A minute. Wow. No, our little buddy. Let's see here. I'm trying to find his... No, not him. Our buddy Mike Ward.
Hello?
Yeah, Michael Ward. Yeah, get him on the phone.
Well, I'm trying. I can't find him.
I think he's busy.
Who was that?
Oh, my friend Julie just commented that the Kermit Miss Piggy picture is so sad.
Really?
Sorry. Yeah, I thought it was kind of funny, personally. I thought it was funny as hell, but so, you know, hey.
Well, it is. Let somebody get mad.
Well, she's not exactly mad. She was just commenting on the picture. So, anyway, we're kind of running down the schedule. You know, got some great MMA events coming up in the Northwest Arkansas River Valley area.
Yeah, and down in the southwest quadrant of Missouri in the 417. So, are you going to be announcing the show fight events?
No.
What would you do right now if they called you and said, "We want you in show fight"? What would you say?
I'd tell them take a hike.
No, I mean, what really would you say?
Take a hike.
Like verbally, what would you say?
I'd tell them get lost. Not interested.
That's not what I would say.
What would you say?
I'm not going to say it on the Greg Skrull Show.
I would tell them they don't have enough money to hire me.
That's true. They don't. I mean, they could write you some bad checks, right?
They could write me some bad checks. Or he could put his hand on me and threaten to beat me up for not accepting his shows.
Napoleon. Napoleon Tilly. JT Napoleon.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you've seen any of the stuff I've received, but let's see here. Let me find it here. Let me go back into the archives. Let's see where to go. Oh, they disappeared. Crap. Facebook.
What are you looking for? Help.
So, just some of the posts from people that I've been receiving about this whole JT Tilly situation. And these are unsolicited. I can't find them. Oh, here they are. Let me pull this up here. So, I got it right here. Yeah, I got it. Let me find, let me see. Let me go down. Okay. Well, that's not the one I was looking for. But apparently, I think I mentioned this on the show yesterday. I won't mention the person who sent it name. JT threatened and put his hands on one of my 0-0 debut fighters, Matt Aaron, because Matt Aaron refused to take a fight against one of JT's 3-7 fighters. and the guy that sent this stated that JT also tried to bully me, and I'm a fighter, and I have a 1-0 record to take a fight against one of his fighters who he said was 3-0, but I looked it up on the records, and he was 6-0. JT thinks he can push fighters around, and the MMA community around here is slowly starting to back away from his promotions. Slowly? I think I'd be running.
Right? Me too.
Yeah. Yeah, JT, he goes on to mention, JT wanted me to take a major butt whooping to bolster his fighter's records with one of his other fighters, probably Chris McDaniels, as the ref. So there
that
you
guy
go.
Got his ass beat last weekend.
Yeah, I heard that. Oh, wait a minute. I heard that on here yesterday. Greg Squirrel Show, them are informative folks over there.
They are, man. They always talk about the news, what's pertinent, especially in the 417, especially if you're from the 479 or the 918.
Whoop, whoop! Hump day!
Whoop, whoop. Hump day!
I still think you and Amy need to bury the hatchet.
Now, you can stop trying for that.
Oh, come on.
I heard that Eric is fixing to call in.
Okay. Well, that's what they said a while ago, and it turned into business.
I know. I gave him the number. Hey, I'm going to have to take a break for like a couple of seconds. I got to go to the bathroom, and I'll be right back. How about that?
Well, okay. Go right ahead.
Okay. All right. I'll be right back.
Hey, listen to what we say to him when he comes back.
So, this is just getting crazy, folks. We got Eric Stevens. He's getting ready to call in. We're going to have some fun with Clint when he gets back. Is this Eric Stevens on the line? The real Eric Stevens?
No, this is his wife.
Oh, hey, Amy.
Amy. Hey.
How are you, darling?
I'm good. I don't know who called, but it wasn't Eric. He's in a meeting with a TV station, so.
Oh, okay. No, somebody called in the Greg Squirrel Show today, claiming to be Eric, and called me a piece of shit.
Well, you know,
hello.
Eric would never say that.
Hello.
Well, you know, Eric would. Hello.
Hey, this is the real Slim Shady. Please stand up. This is Eric Stevens on the telephone.
Well, hey,
yeah.
We got.
What's
Eric
going on, Mr. Squirrel?
We got Eric and Amy on the phone.
So listen, I'm down here at Color 10, working on the deal to get our pro fights televised. Yep, this is the first place you heard it on the Greg Squirrel Show. Uncivil War MMA is going pro, and I'm down here at the TV station right now working on this stuff. And I got to stop what I'm doing to get on the telephone because other people in their bullshit petty drama. So someone called in pretending to be me, is that right?
Yes, sir. Somebody called in, pretended to be you, and called me a piece of shit on the air.
Oh, probably one of JT's friends, if I was guessing.
Sounds like something
him or his buddies would do, you know? It's par for the course with that guy, you know?
They've got nothing
real to say. No acceptance of any responsibility for all the bullshit and phony judging and, you know, refereeing and all that stuff. Let's call in and pretend to be Eric and cuss Greg out. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I think we got Clint. Are you back on here? Well, I thought we had Clint Davis jumping back on here with us. But
listen, for the record, I'll make it real simple. I love Greg Squirrel. I think Greg Squirrel is awesome. He does a great job announcing our show. We were just down here at the TV station watching the last show, talking about the fact that Greg Squirrel does a great job and looks good on the camera with his tuxedo and whatever, dude. So whoever called in pretending to me talking bad about you, love the drama in MMA. It's great.
Well, you know, Eric, you know, and I'm going to hit on this. I had a guy the other day accuse me of siding with you on this situation. And matter of fact, and JT Tilley even tried to ask the question when he tried to sneak in on the show, and they asked me, Greg, aren't you siding? Don't you work for Eric? It says, doesn't he pay your checks? And I told him, I said, yeah, I announce Eric's events. He pays me very well for announcing his events, but I am not part of Eric's inner circles. So people,
you know, for the record. We've never once met in private. We've never had a meal together outside of any. We've never had a meal together. Period. You know, we've been to the events together, and that's it. And yeah, I pay you to come in and announce my show, but you also announce a lot of other shows as well. And that's the kind of smoke and mirrors tactics that people like JT use. You know, everybody's on to JT. They know the guy. He must have read the Politician's Handbook, because instead of ever answering any real questions. And instead of ever accepting any real responsibility for anything, you know, asked of him, it's smoke and mirrors, and let's divert the attention to something like Well, don't you pay Greg's school? Who cares? What does that have to do with anything? Facts are still facts, regardless of who pays who and who's on whose payroll and all that. It's all smoke and mirrors. Where's the 500 people lining up to say that my judging isn't fair, my reffing isn't fair, all that? There isn't anyone saying that because it's not true. It's that simple.
I think, Clint, are you back on with us?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Hey, Clint, Eric, I believe Clint was wanting to ask you a few things. And Clint, go ahead. Mike's yours.
All right, Eric. So I know that you were obviously indisposed at the first of the show. That was not you that was on, and I had said a lot of things, and you could either listen back or I'll go ahead and tell you now. You know, when we had a disagreement on Facebook, you know, there was somebody that has come through for me, and I've tried to come through for them multiple times, and I tried to take up for them. I was completely unfamiliar with who you were and your promotion. And so that's kind of the reason why that went down. So it's not, you know, I'm not too good of a person to say I'm sorry for throwing stuff out there.
I appreciate it, but I honestly don't even remember what you're talking about, man. That's,
well,
I mean,
and that's good. I'm so glad that you said that, because it was kind of and you know, I've said a million times I'm not going to name drop, and there was a dispute.
The bigger my promotion gets, the more comes across my desk. And that's the funny thing, is that all this stuff came to a head after I released the video on YouTube from our last event. Greg was there. It was awesome. It was the best thing ever done for amateur fighters in Southwest Missouri, bar none. Nobody has ever put amateur fighters in the O'Reilly Center. No one. And nobody has ever put amateur fighters in the O'Reilly Center fighting on television. No one. But as soon as we put that out, sure, the haters are going to come out and they're going to start trying to take you down, and they're going to try to undermine your efforts and everything you're doing. Greg's been there. He sees what I do for these fighters every single show. Dude, I treat them as good as I can, and I give them everything that I can within the confines of the law. I give them what I can. You know, you got to be careful, because you got people looking out for you. You start trying to pay amateur fighters and comp them financially, you can go to jail for that.
Right.
Against the law, you know, but aside from that, providing with gauze, tape, you know, everything you need for the hand wraps, water, towels, dinner, food, everything, and as well as the best venue they could possibly ever have to fight in, putting them on television to fight, getting them news interviews. No one out here is doing that. And if the other promoter that's doing his shows in a parking lot wants to try to take me down, I understand why. It makes sense. And I'm not mad at him. You know, it's part of the game. Is what it is.
Now, Eric, I want to ask your opinion on this, because there was some stuff that came across last night. What's your opinion on this new rule about knees to the head in the amateur division?
I think it's very clear. It's really simple, okay? If you're a shady promoter, it behooves you to want to make the amateur MMA as close to the pro MMA as possible.
Right.
So that you can get as much out of the fighters as you can without paying them to fight. Now, understand, that's just my point of view. Other people might say, well, you know, that fighters need to be prepared when they turn pro for that. Well, there needs to be a degree of separation. Just like in boxing, they have to wear headgear and use bigger gloves. There needs to be a noticeable degree of separation between amateur and pro, so that when these amateur fighters are fighting, they're safe, because they are not pros. You know, and to me, the difference between amateur and a pro largely not doesn't just have to do with their skill level, but how long they've been training. Because years of training develops a higher level of ability for a fighter to defend himself against things such as elbows and knees. But the biggest thing, bar none, and this has been a big topic lately, is fighters having blood work, okay? It's really not entirely feasible to do amateur blood work on all the fighters. Everyone knows, any amateur promoter knows, that you have to put a lot of last-minute fights together. People drop out because they're not on contract. They're not financially obligated to fight and show up. So it's just not feasible because of the length of time that it takes to get results back, and then also finances. You know, financially, you got these amateur fighters that a lot of them don't even have the money to go out and do blood work. So as a promoter, you end up paying, you pay for a fighter's blood work. Well, it's good for a year, and then he's fighting on other people's promotions with the blood work you paid for. I mean, there's a number of issues that come up. My answer is this. I don't care about the blood work. I'm not worried about the blood work. What I worried about is the blood. And if we keep the bleeding to a minimum, then we don't. Then there's not as much of a safety issue. So elbows and knees will cause more bleeding, which is what we don't want. And our referees at our organization are instructed, and our doctor is a big fan of it as well. If it's an amateur fight and there's no blood work and you start bleeding, the fight's over. We're not going to let you get cut and then bleed all over the cage. We're going to minimize that and reduce the risk by controlling the bleeding. And elbows and knees will only increase the amount of blood that's involved in a fight. We don't need that in amateur MMA. That's my opinion.
All right. Well, Eric, man, we appreciate you calling in. With everything that's been going on the last couple of days regarding this JT Tilly situation, picking his own ref, picking his own judges, picking his own sanctioning body to sanction his events. I really appreciate you taking the time to call in.
Listen, there's one last thing I want to say about that, too. I want to apologize, if I will, to the entire MMA community I keep seeing a lot of people post, oh, I'm sick of the drama. And I don't blame them because it shouldn't be happening. But if you've got a bully in your neighborhood and, you put up with this crap for who knows how long, and eventually that person just pushes you to the point where you have to do something. And that's what this came down to. This started because JT took a public shot at my promotion and accused me of being shady and said some negative things about my promotion that were not true, that were not backed by any evidence, that there was no support of. He threw a grenade at me, and I threw a nuclear missile back at him because he's dirty, and there's proof. And that's what matters, proof. I haven't put anything online that was false or that was a lie. I backed all of it up with proof and sources and where the information came from. And so to everybody in MMA community, I'm just saying, sometimes you got to fight the fight. Sometimes you got to put the gloves on and get to work. And that's just, I'm sorry to everybody that supports my show that has had to read these posts and be involved, but I appreciate the ones that have supported me because, it's not like I enjoy this. I've been walking around with a knot in my chest for a week, over all this crap. But, sometimes you got to fight the fight, man.
Right. Well, and like you said, me and Clint, we know of a fight personally that JT had on his last card where the referee was a member of his fight team.
It was padded, completely padded.
Completely padded.
You saw the statement I put on there. You saw the statement in that article that was from pro fighter Josh Downey. He commentated that entire fight, and I copied and pasted that into the article that I posted. That was an eyewitness account from a reputable pro fighter accounting for every move by move how the referee was screwing the fighter over, trying to protect his own teammate. The evidence is there. The proof is there.
And that's why I made the comment. And JT even admitted, when he got on the show Monday, I came outright and asked him, was the referee a member of his fight team involving another one of his female fighters? And he said, absolutely.
And his response was absolutely. I'm going to get a clip of that. We're going to save a clip of that.
And it's like he was proud of it. It's like he thinks he's untouchable.
It's always been that way. And the funny thing is when there's a preponderance of allegations and evidence against you and you have an excuse for everything, my advice to JT is to just apologize to the MMA community. Apologize for lying and creating a fake identity and a fake name and trying to trick people into fighting for you because no one wants to fight for your real name.
Exactly.
Apologize for the bogus reffing. Apologize for the bogus judging. Apologize. Just apologize and just promise not to do it anymore and go back to doing your show and
exactly.
Just be clean. You don't have to be dirty to make money. You're not going to get ahead in the world by doing those kinds of things. You don't have to. Just run a clean, fair fight promotion and everyone will fight for you and everything's honky-dory. You don't have to do these things, Just apologize. Simple.
That's it.
Well, Eric, once again, man, I appreciate you calling in and clearing the air because after all that went down, I said, nah, I've known Eric too long. And
I wanted to know who that was.
It was one of JT's guys. It ain't no big deal.
Yeah. Anyways, guys, I got to get off the phone.
Eric,
right,
I appreciate
it, man.
Yep, thanks, Clint.
All right, guys, there you go. Straight from the horse's mouth. How do you feel, Clint?
You know, I have no words. I mean, I feel pretty good.
All right. Hey, we got about 5 minutes left on the show.
I just got a message over my inbox here on Facebook, and it said Chris McDaniel, the guy who tried to screw Megan and who got his ass beat this past weekend. Chris McDaniel, the ref for JT, is not only a teammate, he is the ground coach for Branson Fight Club. And I will absolutely not reveal my source, but, you know, that's the way it is.
Well, your source don't have to tell me what I already knew. Because when my source brought it to my attention that Chris was part of Branson Fight Club, a teammate of the Kraken, that he was also one of the trainers. So,
the Kraken.
That's all. That's, you know.
The Kraken. Oh my God.
I don't. As long as she is a member of JT's Fight Club, I'm not even going to mess with remembering her real name. She'll always be the Kraken to me. And if people want to call me, I don't want to hear the name. I don't even want to hear. As long as they're associated with JT.
Come on, man. Do you think she was really to blame, or do you think she was an innocent fighter? An innocent bystander. Come on, man. Come on. Seriously.
Yeah, she had to have knowledge.
No, she did not have to have knowledge. I'm going to tell you right now. No, in the XFI, our fighters have no knowledge of any of the judges or referees or anybody who's going to be around that cage.
Yeah, but you're a...
I don't think Courtney did. I honestly don't think Courtney Stowe had any knowledge. We need to get her on the show.
You sure?
Positive.
All right. You work on it.
Let's do it.
All right. Question. Okay. Well, this is going to be my question. Since he won't let her go fight for other let any of his fighters go fight for other promotions, do you think he's going to loosen the reins and let her talk on a show? What are you doing?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
Keep talking.
Do you really think he'll let her come on this show?
No, I don't at all.
Okay.
I love the Harlem Shake.
Oh, okay. Is that what it is? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's been another wonderful day right here on the Greg Squirrel Show, 347-326-9073. Take that phone number, write it down, put it in your speed dial. So, 4 o'clock, Monday through Friday, you know exactly what phone number you need to be calling.
Yay, yay.
What do you got coming up on XFI Live?
I've got lightweight champion Brandon Bledsoe and his challenger, Robert English.
So, that's coming up Friday, live.
That's what I've got on Friday. And we've got a new ring card girl, Mariko Bledsoe. She is so lovely. I can't even tell you how much lovely she is. But she is Brandon Bledsoe's wife, and she is not only his sparring partner, training partner, she is also his lifting partner. Yeah! Wait till you see this one. This is going to be good.
All right. If you say so.
I do
say
so.
Well, buddy, I got... What are you doing?
Nothing. What are you doing?
Did you start the music?
Well, of course I did. It's 5.5 minutes long. Let's go.
Oh, okay. Well, if you say so. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting out of town. Join us right back here tomorrow, Thursday edition of the Greg Squirrel Show. Call your buddies, call your friends. And, hey, just be honest. Don't call up pretending to be somebody else. If you call in, just be true about it. That's all we ask. Anyway, out.
Peace.